अस्तु, ध्वनि अस्ति वा?
आं महोदय.
अस्तु, तो गतवर्गे वयं सर्वेषां पञ्चवाक्य इति गृहकार्यरूपेण कः कः कुर्वन्तु? Who all have completed 5 sentences with respect to the words that we learned in the last week? Astu mahodaya, Krishnamurti mahodaya, can you please read them aloud?
Sure mahodaya. For Asti, what I did was I went back to the third week's class where we had the different items in a room, because I wanted some context in which to do it, so it's based on that. Vidyut Deepaha Asti Va Aam Vidyut Deepaha Asti Utpitika Asti Va आम् उत्पीठिका अस्ति. कटः अस्ति वा? आम् कटः अस्ति. पुस्तकम् अस्ति वा? आम् पुस्तकम् अस्ति. निधानिका अस्ति वा? आम् निधानिका अस्ति. फर् नास्ति, Shulika asti va, again I'm basing it on that room. Shulika asti va, na shulika nasti. Chamasaha asti va, na chamasaha nasti. Churika asti va, na churika nasti. Sthalika asti va, न स्थालिका नास्ति. शिला अस्ति वा? न शिला नास्ति. परन्तु, तापानुकूलः अस्ति वा? न तापानुकूलः, तापानुकूलकः अस्ति वा? न तापानुकूलकः नास्ति. परन्तु, वातायनम् अस्ति. पुस्तकम् अस्ति वा? न पुस्तकं नास्ति. परन्तु, सञ्चिका अस्ति. अग्निशलाका अस्ति वा? न अग्निशलाका नास्ति. परन्तु, ज्वालका अस्ति. तालः अस्ति वा? आम् तालः अस्ति. परन्तु, कुञ्चिका नास्ति. एषा त्रिचक्रिका वा? न एषा त्रिचक्रिका न, परन्तु एषा द्विचक्रिका. वस्तुतः, दूरवाणी अस्ति वा? आम् दूरवाणी अस्ति. वस्तुतः, जङ्गमदूरवाणी अस्ति. फलम् अस्ति वा? आम् फलम् अस्ति. वस्तुतः, आम्रफलम् अस्ति. पुष्पम् अस्ति वा? आम् पुष्पम् अस्ति. वस्तुतः, जातीपुष्पम् अस्ति. वस्त्रम् अस्ति वा? आम् वस्त्रम् अस्ति. वस्तुतः, अधोवस्त्रम् अस्ति. पुष्पम् अस्ति वा? आम् पुष्पम् अस्ति. वस्तुतः, कमलम् अस्ति.
बहु समीचीनं महोदय. सो यु हव् यूस्ड् वस्तुतः, परन्तु, एषा
अस्ति नास्ति
अस्ति नास्ति
यस् महोदय परन्तु एण्ड् वस्तुतः
बहु समीचीनं महोदय and also mohdya so when you are using this see if you can use kim etat dandadeepah nasti ye nasti chet etat kim so we'll learn chet later but then what is this tarhi etat kim so we'll see what is tarhi today and then once we know what is tarhi then what is this if this is not na etat dandadeepah na tarhi etat kim please try to add this after we complete this session then we will have a continuation of what we have learned so you will be able to form a bigger sentence mahoday bahu samichana mahoday
thank you mahoday
anybody else also did this construction of sentences astu okay if nobody has done it then we'll continue all right so we have a proverb today subhashitam which says janani janma bhumischa swargadapi gariyasi so something that is sacrificed for mother and motherland are much more greater than the heaven itself that is what it means and this is the Geetam that I would request you to listen to the link of which is available at the end of the slide if you click on this you will be seeing this particular link here you need to click this and it will redirect to the YouTube page where this particular song is so I request you to read this whenever you find time this Geetam is about Sanskritam itself it tries to convey what is Sanskritam astu and it tries to describe the beauty of the language itself and how easy it so it says surasa subhoda vishwamanogya lalita hrudaya ramaniya so it is talking about Sanskritam itself and it says it's amrutavani so the sweetness of the language is what is Sanskritam naiva klishta nacha kathina so naiva we will anyways learn klishta means something that is difficult nacha kathina it is also not difficult so that it is not really tough and difficult to learn it that is what this song is all about and it also describes who all have written Sanskritam so it says kaviko kila valmiki so the poet kokila is like who has written ramayana as a tune with respect to the cuckoo right valmiki maharshi who has written the ramayana and it is written in a very easy manner ativa sarala madhura manjula naiva klishta nata kathina so this tune is available here so whenever you guys get the chance please listen to this song the tune is also very nice in order to sing this song so because my voice is not suitable I'm not able to sing this song so whenever you find time please try to listen to this song as well we'll practice this at the end again so we'll do a punaravartanam ityukte revision पुनरावर्तनं कुर्मः सो वी बिगन विथ परिचयः मम नाम इज माय नेम इज भवतः नाम किं भवत्याः नाम किं सो व्हाट इज योर नेम विथ रिस्पेक्ट इज व्हाट वी आर आस्किंग इफ यू आर आस्किंग एन मेल भवतः नाम किं एंड भवत्याः नामकिं भवत्याः नामकिं इज फॉर अड्रेसिंग द फेमिनाइन जेंडर भवत्याः नामकिं भवतः भवत्याः सो वी हैव आल्सो सीन द फॉर्म्स ऑफ द वर्ड्स एंड वी अंडरस्टूड दैट द फॉर्म्स ऑफ द वर्ड्स आर एसेंशियली इन थ्री जेंडर्स akarantha pumlinga shabdah akarantha pumlinga shabdah ityukte the words which are masculine and are ending with ah, that is what akarantha pumlinga shabdah. So vrukshah is actually akarantha pumlinga vruksha shabdah. Vrukshah shabdah na vruksha shabdah. So vruksha is the root form of vrukshah, and that is how we start using the word itself, akaranta pumlinga vruksha shabdah. So whenever we start the vibhaktis, right, and we want to describe the word before we actually recite or tell the seven vibhaktis for that word, we would start in this way, akaranta pumlinga vruksha shabdah pradama vibhakti vruksha vruksha vrukshah. So the way we would start or describe what we are saying is with respect to where the word is ending and what is the gender of the word and what is the root form of the word. Three things we would generally describe, and then what is that we are going to say about it is what would be the beginning, which is the Prathama Vibhakti, or it is the first declension. So far whatever we have learned is Ekavachanam Prathama Vibhakti words for all of them, okay, whether it be Napunsakalinga words or Srilinga words or Pumlinga words. Each of these we have understood only the first declension. Declension is the form of the word in which it is being used, right? So we have used only the first declension so far. Okay. So all the forms are basically first declension, and that is only Ekavachanam. And when I am saying Ekavachanam, it is the plurality of that word, or how are we going to describe. Is it singular, or is it going to be in dual mode, or is it going to be in the plural mode? A singular modes are essentially what is called as Ekavachanam. Whenever it is a singular form, right, then it is becoming Ekavachanam. Dvivachanam is dual, and multiple forms, it is the plural, is what is Bahuvachanam. So there would be three forms of each of the words that we would also try to learn. So Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam, Bahuvachanam. So Balakah is Ekavachanam, Balakau is Dvivachanam, Balakah is Bahuvachanam. So we'll have Balakah, Balakau, Balakah. That is how we would have the words as well. And we would recite the declensions also in Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam and Bahuvachanam. So even the verb forms that we would see as we go further, verb forms would also be in Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam, Bahuvachanam. That is how the forms of the lingas, with respect to Sri Lingam, Pumlingam or Napunsaka Lingam in terms of Vachanam. This is how it will be, how the verbs are constructed, or what kinds of pronouns should be prefixed or suffixed with respect to each of the words would be dependent on the lingam and also the vachanam. Lingam is basically the gender, vachanam is basically the singular form or the dual form or the plural form is what we have to see. So that is how it would be, Balakah, Balako, Balakah. Similarly for Pustakam, Pustakam, Pustake, Pustakani is Pustakani is what would be the Napunsakalinga form. We will see this as we go forward, what are the different genders and different forms or different vachanas for each of them. So for Napunsakalinga word, we saw that when we have to describe Akarantah Napunsakalinga, is what is ending, the form for the Napunsakalingam ending is but it is still, when we want to call the root form of the word, it will become Akarantah Napunsakalinga Pustak Shabdha. The why this is like this, this is basically again, the reason is we have to go back to the Maheshwara Sutrani. Certain words are classified Ach Shabdaha or Hal Shabdaha. So that is why this is like this, and the forms of this are again defined with respect to the rules. Okay? So that is what we will try to understand. Then we have the Strilinga Shabdaha. Strilinga Shabdaha, we saw that Akarantaha Strilinga Shabdaha, Akarantaha Bala. Shayya, all of these words that are ending with A are Akaranta Strilinga Shabdaha, right? And Balika is Akaranta Strilinga Balika Shabdaha. That is how Strilinga is there. And then we are also seeing there is a form like Ikaranta Shabdaha. For example, Nadi. Nadi is basically Ikaranta Strilinga, Ikaranta Strilinga Shabdaha. So that is what is Nadi Shabdaha. So these are the some of the forms of the words that we have seen, and we have identified lot of objects. And after that, we have seen Atti, Nasti. Atti meaning, or Atti Ityukte is present, Nasti Ityukte not present. And we also saw, if we want to ask something, there is a form for which we can ask, so something is present, Asti Va, right? Is it present here? It is not here, but is it present? Va. Or it is available, or is that the name of it? Va. Va is what is we have seen. Atra, Tatra, and Anyatra, Kutra is what we will try to learn today. So, Atra means here. Atra means here. Tatra means there. Sarvatra. Sarvatra means everywhere. Ekatra. Ekatra means at one place. Anyatra. Some other place. Anyatra. Not here, but some other place. Anyatra. Kutra. Kutra means where. So Atra. Atra means here. Kaksha Atra Asti. The class is here. Kaksha Tatra Asti. The class is there. Vayu. Vayu Sarvatra Asti. Vayu Sarvatra means the air is everywhere. Ekatra. Everywhere is, things are at a place. Ekatra. That is what is Ekatra. Anyatra. Kunchika. Anyatra Asti. Atra Nasti. So it is not here. It is placed somewhere else. The key is somewhere else. Anyatra. Kutra. Kutra means where. So this is the question for asking where is, right? That is what is where is Kutra. Kutra ityukte, where is it? That is what is Kutra. Kutra Asti. Where is that? Or where is it present? Kutra. Parvataha Kutra Asti. So when we are asking Parvataha Kutra Asti, where is the mountain? Kutra. Parvataha Tatra Asti. We want to say it is somewhere there, or it is far away. There. We want to point out it is there. Then the mountain is there. Parvataha Tatra Asti. Tatra ityukte there. So we want to say not here by, not nearby, but it is somewhere far away. Then it is there. Then we use the word Tatra. Kutra is the question. Kutra will become the question, and it is it means it is where. Kutra ityukte where. Kutra means where. Parvataha Kutra Asti. Parvataha Tatra Asti. Parvataha Tatra Asti. The mountain is there. Where is the mountain? We want to ask this, then it will become Parvataha. Parvataha Kutra Asti. Parvataha Tatra Asti. Parvataha Tatra Asti. The mountain is there. Similarly, Kshetram. Kshetram Kutra Asti. Kshetram Tatra Asti. Kshetram. So in this picture, Kshetram ityukte, the fields. Where are the fields? Kshetram Kutra Asti. Kshetram Tatra Asti. Kshetram Atra Asti Va? Na. Kshetram Atra Nasti. Kshetram Tatra Asti. Kshetram, the fields are not here. The fields are there. So how do we say this? Kshetram Atra Nasti. Kshetram Tatra Asti. So here and there. Atra means here. Tatra means there. Sarvatra. Sarvatra means everywhere. Ekatra, at one place. Anyatra means somewhere else. Somewhere, okay? Kutra means where. Atra, Tatra, Sarvatra, ekatra anyatra kutra atra tatra sarvatra ekatra anyatra kutra asto. So this is what is atra tatra sarvatra anyatra and kutra. So this is what means for where. So we are answering for where using atra, tatra, sarvatra, ekatra and anyatra. So that is what we are using for kutra, to answer that. So whenever we are saying kutra, so it is becoming the question form. Kutra is the question form. It is a prashnavachaka shabdaha. Prashnavachaka shabdaha. So it is a form of a question. Kutra is a form of a question. It is prashnavachaka shabdaha. Prashnavachaka means something that is indicating as a question. That is what is prashnavachaka shabdaha. So we have seen kim. Kim is also prashnavachaka shabdaha. Kaha, ka, right? Who, right? Kim is what? Kaha or ka is who with respect to the gender. And kutra is where, right? We have seen etat kim, we had seen etat kim, right? Similarly, bhavan kaha, bhavati ka, we had asked these kind of questions. Similarly, bhavatah nama kim, bhavatyah nama kim. So these are the questions that we have asked with respect to kim and kaha and ka. Similarly, when we want to ask kutra, so dandadeepah kutra asti, dandadeepah atra asti, dandadeepah atra nasti, dandadeepah atra nasti, tarihi dandadeepah kutra asti, tarihi. We are using another word called as tarihi. Tarihi means then. Tarihi means then. So tarihi means then. Then where is dandadeepah? Dandadeepah atra nasti, tarihi dandadeepah kutra asti. The dandadeepah or the tube light is not here, then where is it? We want to ask it. Then we will say dandadeepah atra nasti, tarihi dandadeepah kutra asti. Dandadeepah tatra asti. Dandadeepah is present there. Dandadeepah tatra asti is what we would give the answer for that particular sentence. So similarly, shakataha kutra asti, shakataha is the cart, shakataha with respect to the picture is near, so we say shakataha atra asti. Vrukshaha, tree, vrukshaha kutra asti, vrukshaha with respect to this picture is nearer, so we say vrukshaha atra asti, it is not there but here. But when we are asking parvataha in the picture, are there in the background and they are also very far away. So parvataha kutra asti, parvataha tatra asti, parvataha tatra asti. Asti. Suryaha kutra asti, suryaha ekatra asti. Suryaha is in one place, right? Suryaha ekatra asti, suryaha ityukte sun. Suryaha kutra asti, suryaha ekatra asti. Suryaha ekatra asti. So we are saying it is present in one place. Suryaha ekatra asti.
So Mahoday, asti means the correct English translation is present, is it?
Yes, it is present.
Is present. Where? So when we ask kutra asti, where is it present or situated?
Where the sun is present. Yes, where is the sun? But when we are translating, where is the sun present? Present would become the redundant word. So that is why we are not adding it. Actually, it is present here. Aham asmi or I am present. When we are using for I am, we are saying aham asmi. I am here or I am present is what it would translate to.
Then right, where present. Do you use asmi and asti is when we use singular or when we use it to yourself, it is asmi.
Asmi.
And when we use asti. It for any other thing, it is asti.
Asti, Mahode. Yes, Mahode.
Ha, Mahode. Okay, thank you, Mahode.
Okay, Mahode. So, if we have time, what I would suggest is we will practice the forms also for each of these words. Do you think that would be an approach, or we should complete the... See, what we are trying to do here is, let me try to explain first, and then I would like to take your recommendations also. We are following, just let me share this as well. So as part of our classes, we are following this book. The book is called as Abhyasa Pustakam. Are you able to see, everybody? This is shared as part of our email. Yes?
Yes.
So typically, we are generally following the syllabus, which is this particular book. And all our pedagogy is based on this book itself. So the objective is to learn Sanskrit to speak. That is one aspect of our class, of our classes, and which is following this particular book, which is called as the Abhyasa Pustakam. So some of the things that we discuss are not available in this book. They are there as part of our different classes, and there are also present in different books as well. Some of the aspects that we might discuss with respect to Ekta Vachanam, Dvivachanam or Bahu Vachanam might not be there. We will, sometimes we might discuss that, and probably we might take the discussion further than what is available in this book. I would request everybody, if we should follow this one, or we can go and also do some other exercises. Why I'm asking this is, this would kind of extend our classes. Rather than completing in, let's say, in about 30 classes, we might take about 40 to 45 classes. If everybody agrees, then probably we might do additional exercises.
I'm fine, Mahoday, because I didn't find Parantu and Vastuta in this Pustakam.
Yes, and also...
In this book.
Correct.
Mahoday. Extra classes you can take.
Astu, Bhagni. Astu. So, we will do that. So that we will diverge from this book also. And there is one more book which is called as Vakya Vyavaharaha. Vakya Vyavaraha is again a book from Rashtriya Sanskrit Samsthan. This is a book that is kind of much more detailed. Some of the exercises we will also do from that book, and I'll also share the exercises from that book so that we can cover the three forms of the Vachanams, and some of the words that we do not find in Abhyasa Pustakam can also be covered. That way we can also go for the advanced classes later on.
So, can we get a copy of that? Is it available online, Mahoday?
Yes, Mahoday. The book.
Vakya Vyavahara.
This is book is available online. I will share the link also. Please check.
Not
for
this
the...
book, Mahoday. That Vakya Vyavahara.
Astu, Mahoday. That book only. Vakya Vyavahara. Link I am going to share. Which is available online, and please see if the print is proper. Otherwise, what I am also planning to do is I'll scan these pages, if whatever we are doing, right? I will share that as PDF. If the print of that online book is not really up to the mark, I will anyway share the link as well. But sometimes some of the pages are really not good in terms of quality for viewing purposes. I'll share the link as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alternatively, what I'm suggesting is I will also give the PDFs of this particular book, which is called as Vakya Vyavahara. Okay. That will be our option.
Okay.
Sure. So after the class, I will share the link via our email, which we will also practice. This book is like our workbook, which has an extensive number of exercises. Okay, so we will do this. We will try to approach and diverge from Abhyasa Pustakam also, and also learn Vakya Vyavahara, where number of exercises are given. So, So far we have not done any homework from this Abhyasa Pustakam. So for this week, there are about a lot of exercises till page number 8. This could be done. So the homework for this is right from the beginning. So we have seen what is saha, yeshaha, bhavataha, bhavatyaha, then asti, nasti, right? Kim, kaha, ka. All this we have seen. So there are exercises here. For each of these exercises, the instruction is given in Sanskritam and the transliteration is also given, right? Etasya koshtakasya sahayena vakyani likhatu is given in Sanskritam and also the transliteration of this instruction is given. Etasya koshtakasya sahayena vakyani likhatu. What is it means is using the box that has been, koshtakaha is basically the box that has been given, and with help of it complete these sentences. So Nirmala Balikava, we are using these two sentences and asking Nirmala Balikava. Aam Nirmala Balika Sa Yuvatihi Na. So what is given as check mark is basically to be asked, and what is given as cross mark is not to be answered. So she is not a young lady, right? Yuvatihi. She is a still a girl, right? That is what it means. Nirmala Balikava Yuvatihi Na. So this way we have to form this. For each of them, there is a picture and what it means, what needs to be answered is to be filled in the blanks here. Udharanam drushtva. Drushtva means seeing the example. Vakyani likhatu. Vakyani means sentences. Likhatu means please write. We will come to this form. But whatever you understand, we'll anyways revise this. But I would request you to first try to attempt this till page number 8 or the exercise number 1.6. Till 1.6, try to complete this. This would be the homework for this week. So, till 1.6, page number 8, please try to complete this exercises. So, and other thing is we will be forming a WhatsApp group, so that that WhatsApp group is only for Sanskritam purposes. We will not use any other forwards in that. We will form our group in that, and any queries or any update will be there in that group. So I will also share the link for that WhatsApp group in our email, in our weekly email, which is the class recording email. Astu. Okay. The next thing is Vrudha. Vrudha at kutra asti. Vrudha ityukte old lady. Vrudha kutra asti. Vrudha anyatra asti. Where is the old woman or the old lady? Vrudha anyatra asti. Anyatra means she is not here, she is somewhere. The old woman is not in the picture, she is somewhere. That is what is we are answering. Or Vrudha atra nasti. The other answer that we could also give is Rudha Atra Nasti, Rudha Tatra Nasti, Rudha Anyatra Asti. The positive affirmation would be Anyatra, Anyatra Asti, Rudha Atra Nasti, Rudha Anyatra Asti. Nadi Kutra Asti, Nadi Anyatra Asti, Nadi Kutra Asti, Nadi, Nadi Chitre Nasti, hello, Nadi Atra Nasti, Nadi Anyatra Asti. The river is somewhere. It is not here, or it is elsewhere, anyatra. That is what is anyatra, nadi anyatra asti. Astu. Vayuhu kutra asti, vayuhu sarvatra asti. Whether it is the picture or in reality, vayuhu sarvatra asti. Probably the air cannot be depicted in the picture, vayu sarvatra asti. Vayuhu kutra asti, sarvatra, it is everywhere. Vayuhu sarvatra asti. Vayu ityukte air, kutra ityukte vayu ityukte air, kutra ityukte where asti is it present or not? Is it here? Is it present? Right? Vayuhu. Vayuhu kutra asti. Vayuhu sarvatra asti. Prakashaha. Prakashaha light. Prakashaha kutra asti. Prakashaha sarvatra asti. Prakashaha sarvatra asti. Asti. So this is atra, tatra, atra ityukte here, tatra ityukte there, sarvatra, sarvatra means everywhere, ekatra means at one place, anyatra means somewhere or elsewhere, kutra means where, the question is where, kutra means where, which is the prashnavachaka shabdah. Astu. Then, karadipaha, astiva, karadipaha, karadipaha is torchlight, karadipaha, astiva, so we can answer, am, karadipaha, asti, karadipaha, astiva, karadipaha, asti, am, karadipaha, asti. Karadipaha kutra asti, karadipaha atra asti, karadipaha tatra asti, karadipaha haste asti, we can answer it like that. So karadipaha kutra asti, karadipaha atra asti, karadipaha tatra asti. So this way we will try to practice this. So Arun Mahodaya, can you please read this and answer them?
Karadipaha astiva. आम करदीपः अस्ति करदीपः कुत्र अस्ति करदीपः अत्र अस्ति करदीपः तत्र अस्ति चोलः कुत्र अस्ति चोलः तत्र अस्ति चोलः Atra asti.
Asti, samichana. So, again with respect to the hand also, we will try to practice. Whenever we have this hand as a shorter form, we will use atra as our notation. And whenever the hand is given with respect to with the entire arm, we will try to say satra mahode.
Aam mahode.
Asti. Makaraha.
मकरः कुत्र अस्ति मकरः अत्र अस्ति प्रकाशः कुत्र अस्ति प्रकाशः सर्वत्र अस्ति एषः वृद्धा वा एषा वृद्धा वा न एषा वृद्धा न एषा बालिका
समीचीनं महोदय अस्तु हियर् वि आर् आल्सो सीङ्ग् वन् मोर् वर्ड् विच् इस् काल्ड् अस् तर्हि तर्हि मीन्स् देन् तर्हि मीन्स् देन् तर्हि इत्युक्ते देन् means the word is ityukte tarhi ityukte kim tarhi ityukte then astu anyatra ityukte elsewhere anyatra ityukte elsewhere anyatra means elsewhere
okay
vruddha ityukte old woman vruddha means old woman astu So similarly, here the question that has been asked is, Esha vruddha vruddha va na, Esha vruddha na, Esha balika. So we are giving the affirmation in the negative, saying that she is not a girl, na, Esha vruddha na, Esha balika. And then answering, who is she? Esha balika. So, if we want to ask it in different form, since she is a young girl or a lady, then we want to ask, then where is the old woman? The other form of asking, because she is not a lady, the old woman, then we want to ask, where is the old woman? Then tarhi would become our word to add to the question. Tarhi, vruddha. Old woman, kutra asti, then where is the old woman, right? Tarhi vruddha kutra asti, yesha balika na, yesha balika na, Tarihi vruddha kutra asti. Tarihi. Then where is the old woman? Kutra asti. Vruddha anyatra asti. Then the answer for that question from us would become vruddha anyatra asti. Tarihi vruddha kutra asti. Vruddha anyatra asti. Astu. So similarly here, atra tatra anyatra sarvatra. Devaha kutra asti. Devaha atra asti. Devaha tatra asti. Devaha anyatra asti. Devaha sarvatra api asti. Sorry, devaha sarvatra asti va. God is here. Devaha atra asti. God is there. Devaha tatra asti. Devaha anyatra asti. The God is elsewhere as well. Vastutaha, but in fact, God is everywhere. God is also everywhere, right? Vastutaha, in fact, indeed, God is everywhere. Vastutaha, devaha sarvatraha asti. Or if you want to ask, tarihi devaha kutra asti. Vastutaha, devaha sarvatra api asti. Indeed, God is also everywhere. Vastutaha sarvatra. Sarvatra means everywhere. Devaha sarvaha sarvatra asti. Astu, that is what is we are trying to indicate here. Devaha atra asti, devaha tatra asti, devaha anyatra asti. And indeed, God is everywhere. Vastutaha sarvatra asti. Astu? So this way we are going to form here. So here we have two objects, Mapika asti, Kunchika asti. So we will ask, Mapika kutra asti, Mapika atra asti. Kunchika asti, Kunchika kutra asti, Kunchika atra asti. Astu? So that way we will try to ask the question and answer it. So Arun Mohdya, please try to begin this again.
Mohdya. Mapika atra asti. No, sorry. Mapika kutra asti, Mapika atra asti. Kunchika kutra asti, Kunchika atra asti. Petika kutra asti, Petika atra asti. Shaya kutra asti, Shaya tatra asti. We can use tatra also, no, Mahode?
Yes, Mahode. Samichina.
Sammarjini atra asti.
Sammarjani. Sammarjini, na? Sammarjani.
Sammarjani kutra asti. Sammarjani atra asti. Nidhanika kutra asti. Nidhanika atra asti. Vrikshah shila bhumihi vayuhu keshah satsyam. Satsyam kutra asti, satsyam atra asti. Satsyam tatra asti. Vrikshah kutra asti, vrikshah anyatra asti. Shila kutra asti, shila anyatra asti. Bhumihi kutra asti, bhumihi sarvatra asti. Vayuhu kutra asti, vayuhu sarvatra asti. Keshah kutra asti. Keshah is hair or?
Hair, Mahodaya. Correct.
Keshah atra asti.
Samichana, Mahodaya. Bahu samichana. Agre, Abhishek Mahodaya.
Mahodaya. Mapika kutra asti, Mapika atra asti. Kunchika kutra asti, Kunchika tatra asti. पेटिका कुत्र अस्ति पेटिका अत्र अस्ति शय्या कुत्र अस्ति शय्या तत्र अस्ति सम्मार्जनी कुत्र अस्ति सम्मार्जनी अत्र अस्ति निधानिका कुत्र अस्ति निधानिका अत्र अस्ति सस्यम् अत्र अस्ति वृक्षः अन्यत्र अस्ति शिला अत्र अस्ति भूमिः सर्वत्र अस्ति वायुः सर्वत्र अस्ति केशः अन्यत्र अस्ति
समीचीनं महोदय बहु समीचीनम् अग्रे क्षमा भगिनी
एषः वृक्षः अस्ति एषा शिला अस्ति एषा भूमिः अस्ति वायुः सर्वत्र अस्ति केशः अत्र नास्ति
अत्र नास्ति अस्तु अस्तु भगिनि केन् यु आल्सो यूस् कुत्र वैल् कन्स्ट्रक्टिङ्ग् युर् सेण्टेन्सेस्
ओके वृक्षः कुत्र अस्ति अच्छा
अस्तु
समार्जनी वृक्षः कुत्र अस्ति वृक्षः तत्र अस्ति शिला कुत्र अस्ति शिला अत्र नास्ति भूमिः कुत्र अस्ति भूमिः अधः अस्ति वायुः कुत्र अस्ति वायुः सर्वत्र अस्ति केशः कुत्र अस्ति केशः अन्यत्र अस्ति
समीचीनं भगिनि
समार्जनी कुत्र अस्ति समार्जनी अत्र नास्ति निधानिका कुत्र अस्ति निधानिका भोजन कोष्टके अस्ति
भोजन अस्तु अस्तु महोदय भगिनि
पेटिका कुत्र अस्ति पेटिका उत्पीठिकायाः उपरि अस्ति
अस्ति समीचीनम्
शय्या कुत्र अस्ति शय्या शयनकक्षे अस्ति
कक्षायाः अस्ति खलु
कक्षायाः अस्ति सोरि
कक्षायाम् अस्ति खलु महोदय
कक्षायाम् अस्ति
कक्षायां
स्त्रीलिङ्गं स्त्रीलिङ्ग
मापिका कुत्र अस्ति मापिका अत्र अस्ति कुञ्चिका कुत्र अस्ति कुञ्चिका तालायाम् अस्ति
अस्तु भगिनि स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः
तालः पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः ताले अस्ति
अच्छा अच्छा
ताला नास्ति चेत् तालः इति उपयोगः ताले अस्ति
ताले अस्ति अच्छा
अस्तु अग्रे अग्रे प्रेमा भगिनी
मापिका कतो अस्ति मापिका अत्र अस्ति कुचिका कतो अस्ति कुचिका तत्र अस्ति
कुत्र
Petika kato asti. Petika atra asti. Shayaha shaya kato asti. Shaya tatra asti.
Bhagini, the word is kutra. Petika kutra asti.
Kutra?
Kutra asti.
Kutra asti.
Shaya kutra asti.
Shaya kutra asti. Shaya atva asti. Atva asti.
Samitra.
Samajani kutra asti. Samajani atva asti. Nidanika kutra asti. Nidanika tatra asti. Sasyam kutra asti. Sasyam ekatra asti. Vashaha kutra asti. Vashaha, I don't know what vashaha is.
Vrukshaha, vrukshaha.
I don't know what vrukshaha is.
It is tree, Bhagini, tree.
Tree, ah.
Yeah.
Vrukshaha anyatra asti. I don't know what Shila is.
Stone. Shila stone.
Ah. Shila kutra asti. Shila savatra asti. Is Bhumini dirt?
Kutra asti. Shila kutra asti. Stone is, where is the stone?
It's everywhere, no? Sarvatra?
Sarvatra, yes, stones are everywhere. Silaha sarvatra santi, then sarvatra santi.
Ah, santi, because it's plural.
Yes, yes, Bhagini.
Ah, okay. Shila sarvatra santi. I don't know what bhumihi is.
Earth, bhumihi means earth.
Sorry?
Earth, the earth.
Earth. Ah, right. Bhumihi kutra asti. Bhumihi sarvatra santi. Ayo kutra asti. Ayo sarvatra.
Vayuhu.
Vayuhu. Vayuhu kutra asti. Vayuhu sarvatra santi.
Sarvatra asti. Vayuhu sarvatra asti. It is in singular only.
Air is singular.
Yeah. Vayuhu is singular. Right now the usage is singular. Vayuhu.
Okay. What is ek? Keshaha.
Keshaha ityukte hair.
Air. What is different between Vayuhu and Eshaha? Vayuhu is air, no?
Keshaha is the hair. Hair on our head.
Hair. Okay. Ekshaha kutra asti. Ekshaha anyatra asti.
Keshaha anyatra asti.
Asti. How do I know if a word is singular or plural?
That we will know once we practice, Bhagini. So the moment we start practicing them, we will be able to identify whether it is in singular form or the plural form. We will do that.
Okay.
And we, when we know the grammar of that as well, we will be able to know the root form of that word and then see how we can apply the singular form or the plural form to it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Astu Bhagini, next Ram Mohan Mahodaya.
Mahodaya, one question.
Mm-hmm.
Mahodaya, you said Shila Sarvatra Santi. So Shila means rock or rocks or stone or stones.
So Shila is actually here in singular form only. So it should be Asti. When we are
not
using Santi will become for the plural form of Shila, Shilaha. So if you are using that way, then it will become plural form.
Okay. So here it is Shila is singular.
Singular, Maudya.
So then it will be, it cannot be sarvatra, it has to be atra or tatra.
Or we can say the stone is everywhere if you want to form the sentence, but the stone cannot be everywhere as per the real experience of it.
Yeah, because it is, if it is singular, then it is one stone and it cannot be everywhere.
Samichinam, samichinam. Yes, the logical conclusion of that is it cannot be everywhere, right? The inference is it cannot be everywhere.
Thank you, Mahoday.
Astu Mahoday. Ram Mohan Mahodaya.
Astu. Sasyam kutra asti. Sasyam atra asti. Rukshaha kutra asti. Rukshah atra asti. Shila kutra asti. Shila atra asti. Bhumihi atra asti. Bhumihi tatra asti. Vayuhu kutra asti. Vayuhu sarvatra asti. Keshah kutra asti. Keshaha atra asti, anyatra asti. Sammarjani kutra asti, sammarjani atra asti. Nidhanika kutra asti, nidhanika atra asti. Petika kutra asti, petika atra asti. Shaya kutra asti, shaya atra asti. Mapika kutra asti, mapika atra asti. Kunchika atra asti, kunchika anyatra asti or atra asti.
Samichinam mode.
Not ours. It is atra.
Atra. Kutra asti, atra asti. Atra. Sudhindra Mahodaya.
Haan Mahodaya. Mapika kutra asti, mapika tatra asti. Kunchika kutra asti, kunchika atra asti. Petika kutra asti, petika tatra asti. Shaya kutra asti, Shaya atra asti. Sammarjani kutra asti, sammarjani tatra asti. Nidhanika kutra asti, nidhanika tatra asti. Sasyam kutra asti, sasyam atra asti. Rukshaha kutra asti, rukshaha tatra asti. Shila kutra asti, shila tatra asti. Bhumihi kutra asti, bhumihi तत्र अस्ति वायुः कुत्र अस्ति वायुः सर्वत्र अस्ति केशः कुत्र अस्ति केशः तत्र अस्ति
अस्तु महोदय समीचीनम् अग्रे वीणा भगिनी
नमस्कार महोदय सस्यं कुत्र अस्ति सस्यम् अन्यत्र अस्ति वृक्षः कुत्र अस्ति वृक्षः अत्र अस्ति शिला कुत्र अस्ति शिला अन्यत्र अस्ति भूमिः कुत्र अस्ति भूमिः सर्वत्र अस्ति वायुः कुत्र अस्ति वायुः सर्वत्र अस्ति केशः कुत्र अस्ति केशः तत्र अस्ति सम्मार्जनी कुत्र अस्ति सम्मार्जनी अत्र अस्ति निधानिका कुत्र अस्ति निधानिका तत्र अस्ति पेटिका कुत्र अस्ति पेटिका अत्र अस्ति शय्या कुत्र अस्ति शय्या तत्र अस्ति मापिका कुत्र अस्ति मापिका अत्र अस्ति कुञ्चिका कुत्र अस्ति कुञ्चिका अन्यत्र अस्ति
समीचीनं भगिनि अस्तु अग्रे मुकुन्द महोदय
आं महोदय मापिका कुत्र अस्ति मापिका अत्र अस्ति मापिका तत्र अस्ति कुञ्चिका कत्र कुत्र अस्ति कुञ्चिका अत्र अस्ति कुञ्चिका तत्र अस्ति पेटिका कुत्र अस्ति पेटिका अत्र अस्ति पेटिका तत्र अस्ति शय्या कुत्र अस्ति शय्या अत्र अस्ति शय्या तत्र अस्ति सम्मार्जनी कुत्र अस्ति सम्मार्जनी अत्र अस्ति सम्मार्जनी तत्र अस्ति निधानिका कुत्र अस्ति निधानिका अत्र अस्ति निधानिका तत्र अस्ति सस्यं कुत्र अस्ति सस्यम् अत्र अस्ति वृक्षः कुत्र अस्ति वृक्षः तत्र अस्ति शिला कुत्र अस्ति शिला तत्र अस्ति भूमिः भूमिः कुत्र अस्ति भूमिः तत्र अस्ति वायुः कुत्र अस्ति वायुः सर्वत्र अस्ति केशः कुत्र अस्ति केशः तत्र अस्ति
समीचीनं महोदय अस्तु कृष्णमूर्ति महोदय
आं महोदय मापिका कुत्र अस्ति मापिका अत्र अस्ति कुञ्चिका कुत्र अस्ति कुञ्चिका तत्र अस्ति पेटिका कुत्र अस्ति पेटिका तत्र अस्ति शय्या कुत्र अस्ति शय्या अत्र अस्ति सम्मार्जनी कुत्र अस्ति सम्मार्जनी अत्र अस्ति निधानिका कुत्र अस्ति निधानिका तत्र अस्ति सस्यं कुत्र अस्ति सस्यम् अत्र अस्ति वृक्षः कुत्र अस्ति वृक्षः अन्यत्र अस्ति शिला कुत्र अस्ति शिला तत्र अस्ति भूमिः कुत्र अस्ति भूमिः सर्वत्र अस्ति वायुः कुत्र अस्ति वायुः सर्वत्र अस्ति केशः कुत्र अस्ति केशः अन्यत्र अस्ति
अस्तु अस्तु अत्र as part of the homework there are few words that have been given here. Shunakah, shunakah ityukte the dog. Gardabah, gardabah ityukte the donkey. Relayanam, relayanam ityukte the train. Ajah, ajah ityukte the goat. Balika, girls. Dhenuh, the cows. Akashah, akashah ityukte the sky. Vanarah, vanarah ityukte the monkey. Gruham, the house. Vrukshah, tree. Shakha, branch. Sasyam, sapling. Vruttihi is that particular railing. Devah, god. Mahila, lady. Vichakrika is the bicycle. So there are words here. So as part of homework, identify with respect to this picture, are these objects that have been identified with respect to the words are near or far away? Okay. So shunakah, as we see here, it is atra. Then gardabah, gardabah is also nearer. So we'll say gardabah kutra asti, gardabah atra asti. Relayanam, relayanam is basically the train. The train is not available in this picture. Is it near or far away or is it somewhere else? So that is what is relayanam. Train is not here. Anyatra asti. So using these words, try to answer this question by forming the question with the word kutra. Shunakah kutra asti? Shunakah asti va? Shunakah asti? Shunakah kutra asti? Shunakah atra asti? Gardabah asti va? Aam, gardabah asti. Tarihi, gardabah kutra asti? Then where is the donkey? Gardabah atra asti. Relayanam, relayanam asti va? Relayanam, na, relayanam nasti. Tarihi, relayanam kutra asti? Tarihi, relayanam anyatra asti. Ajah, ajah asti va? Ajah nasti. Ajah nasti. Tarihi, ajah kutra asti? Tarihi, ajah tatra asti. Tatra, it is there. Similarly for other words as well. So request you to go through these words and using whatever we have learned so far, asti, nasti, tarihi, va, we can answer these questions. Parantu atra nasti, parantu anyatra asti, but it is not here, it is somewhere else. We can also use parantu. Similarly, tarihi, if it is not here, then it is somewhere else. So we can use then as well. So using these words, please try to complete these sentences. So we will stop here for today. Any other questions?
Just one question, Mahodaya.
Mahodaya.
For the homework, so we just write it and then next week you will perhaps call on some of us and we will recite it, or do you want us to submit it to you?
Right now, please try to write it or try to practice it as you have done for the last class. Going forward, what we'll do is we'll form our WhatsApp group, and in that WhatsApp group you can submit it so that we know how it has been done and what has been done with respect to that particular homework for that. I'll do that as well.
Sure. Dhanyavad.
Dhanyavad. So we will end our class with the Shanti Mantram. So, Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shantih. Astu dhanyavadah, punam milamah.
Dhanyavad
mahodaya.
Dhanyavad bhagini.